bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode, number 188, following Super Bowl Sunday, where we saw the Baltimore Ravens lay to waste the West Coast 49ers of San Francisco, and it was a game for the ages. I haven't seen a Super Bowl that close and that exciting in a long time. I actually turned it off right at the start of the second half because I just thought it was going to be a runaway landslide. Then we had the famous blackout following the Beyonce halftime performance, and what do you know, the 49ers came back to make things interesting, to say the least. I didn't put any money on it because neither one of those teams are my favorites. You know, I die with the Raiders, and I get uplifted by the Packers, so got to have an AFC and an NFC team. But nonetheless, congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens, and then some. Super Bowl officially put an end to the football season, so now it's turning the page. Let's get back to the business, the bodybuilding. Upcoming, the 25th annual Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Festival. It's hard to believe it's been 25 years in the making, and now they have gone global, including Madrid, Spain, and for the first time ever, we'll head down South America to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the last weekend of April, where the first ever Arnold Classic will take place. And of course, Arnold did say with the globalization of the Arnold Sports Festival, he has his eyes on Australia, China, and Russia, to name a couple of places he'd like to put that contest. But in the meantime, the 25th annual will be right around the corner. We'll have one of the competitors come on a little bit later on. But right now, we got some breaking news in the making. A guy who's done it all and still has more to do, a former USA national champion and an IFBB 212-pound contender, doing the business of defending and working for his country. Welcome back, Luis Santa, to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for having me on your show. And, yeah, glad to be back.
Yeah, man, by way of Colorado, Alabama, I mean, you've been all over the place. You were just over there in, Kuwait or somewhere?
No, sir. Actually, I was in Oman.
Oman, yes.
Southeast of Saudi Arabia.
Just doing a little six-month service, being called to active duty to do your deal. And now you're back in the gym, eating, sleeping, and training six meals a day. And you re-signed with your supplement company. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Pro Body Solutions, who has been there from pretty much day one, when I started, before turning pro, I was still an amateur, and I went to do a guest pose in Colorado, and at the Armed Forces show, and when I finished the guest posing, the owner, Dr. Rob and Nelly, they both, spoke to me and kind of interviewed me right there. I didn't even know I was getting interviewed, and then all of a sudden, I was just talking about the business and how I love bodybuilding and everything, and no matter if I'm serving or not, I'm still training as hard to compete. So they actually love my work ethics and how I promote things and everything. And but the tricky part was I actually asked them without knowing. I was like, well, I would like to try those supplements first, because I wouldn't endorse a company if I don't like the supplements. And to be honest with you, that's exactly how he did it. He sent me a goodie bag over the mail. He said, try the supplements. If you like them, then we'll talk. And that's exactly how we did it. It took about 2 weeks, and I actually made my decision. I was like, actually, I love the flavor, the lean protein, sports, all that stuff, and then, started using the products.
Well, nothing like a goodie bag that you like, and then you can actually implement it into becoming a better bodybuilder, a multiple USA class champion, a national champion in 212. So I know a few of the people over there. You've got Ann Claiborne, who's over there, and Tanja Tanji, and a few amateur and natural athletes. That these guys are making some inroads in terms of the revolutionary products that they're bringing out onto the market. And I noticed that they're giving athletes an opportunity to try some. I'll be emceeing the amateur Arnold Classic. I know they've got an athlete, Ann Claiborne, that's going to be competing in that. So do you work with any of the other athletes that are taking the supplements from the company, or?
Actually, I do. Ann Claiborne is one of my main clients. Also, Sean Tate, who is a Colorado competitor. I work with him also directly. There's a couple that are coming in on board. They're talking to me. But you know, and Yolanda Alvarado, my wife, who's a IFBB figure pro, she's also my client. But I don't charge that one.
Well, that's awesome, man. I love to see new companies come along, give people opportunities to do the business and see them on stage and have success doing it, because obviously then you become their best spokesperson for the product. So you re-sign with the company and you're getting ready to get back in the game now. That's 6 months away from Eat, Sleeping, and Training. You've got to revamp everything. You've gone on record as this summer you're going to get back on stage. So what's it like coming back, getting reacclimated? I mean, you had that big, long separation from your wife, and she's also a competitor as well. So how is it now readjusting and doing the business once more?
Well, it's always hard at the beginning to readjust, because you're coming from a 6 month deployment. You're just, you know, isolated, and I mean isolated from your family. You know, you don't know what you have until it's gone. So when you're gone from away from the wife, away from your kids, and all, I have a son. So it's really hard to be away from them. So coming back, I pretty much, you know, took the military. It has been so good to me, and they gave me some time off as soon as I got back, and they told me, go ahead and, you know, spend time with the family. And then whenever, you know, they gave me a set date, it was about 14 days, which is what we call R&R, and I came back and, you know, went back to work, and it felt better. But that's the thing about the military, you know, they've always been good to me and by giving me that time.
Well, the 212-pound division is no joke. You're not at the top of the 212 division. As a matter of fact, what is the weight that you turned pro at when you got your pro card?
I turned pro at 176 and a quarter in the middleweights at the USA.
Yeah, and they had the 202-pound division when you came on the scene. Now they bumped it up another 10 pounds. Like, are you of the same perception that I am? Like, they didn't have any division. They just had an open division. So my best guide wasn't the scale, it was the mirror. When I came up, I was looking at guys like Muhammad McAway, who was barely 180 pounds at his best. He was a two-time first runner-up to Lee Haney back, and also Samir Banu back in 83 and 84. And then you had Labrada, who came in as a middleweight, 185 pounds at tops, another guy who was also a two-time runner-up in 1989 and 90. I never looked at the scale, and suddenly we got this new division created in 2002. I'll pat myself on the back. I put on the first ever 202 show in 2007 in New York. So that division was created. And then they thought the guys needed to be bigger, so they brought it up to 212. And, of course, we saw Kevin English kind of dominate and run away with that title until recently, where we saw James Flex Lewis win the Olympia. But is the weight limit a factor in your economy of getting ready for a show? I'm just saying, from my perspective, it didn't matter to me.
No, I agree with you, and I will say that I did make the mistake of not thinking like you last year.
Yeah.
So last year was a mistake of thinking about the weight and am I going to be able to hang with those guys. Now, if I would have brought the package of the USAs that I always brought to the USAs, and the same package that I actually brought when I won the five and turned pro, which was in 2011, I would have actually dominated in the top five, I believe.
Yeah,
so I decided to bring a little bigger package, and yes, it was awesome that I was able to gain the muscle mass, but I didn't bring it tight. And by not bringing it tight, and also doing such a short nutrition for only 10 weeks, it actually hurt me. So
yeah,
that's why I call this show that I'm doing this year, it's my road to redemption, you know. So
it seems like a common mistake. I mean, most guys get their pro card. Now you got to compete against guys bigger, so naturally you train to put on more size, but what happens is you probably put on more weight, but the things that you did to get shredded and win that pro card are not necessarily the same. I kind of backed off on my conditioning and thought I needed to be a little bit heavier, and of course I came in and I bombed, like, you know, predictable. I mean, I have yet to really see somebody, with the exception of Flex Wheeler, coming from the amateurs into the pros and just pick up where they left off. I mean, it rarely happens. We've had a few glimpses. I mean, Evan Sinopani's done a good job and a couple of other guys, but when you're playing that size game, it never really works. So paying attention to the scale, my advice is do what made you a pro, because that's unanimously what the judges liked, and a lot of those judges are also on protein. So that being said, moving forward, we know, I believe you mentioned, is your wife competing at the Michigan Championships May 11th, or where's she going to come back on stage?
Yeah, May 11th, she's doing the Michigan Championship, so she will be getting on that stage. That's going to be her first show of 2013. Then from there, she's going into the New York Pro, most likely, and then after that, she's doing the Wings of Strength with me. So.
All right, the Wings of Strength by Tim Gardner. That's going to take place July 7th out in Chicago. We'll be there. As a matter of fact, I'll be rocking the mic there in Michigan. I'm sure you'll be there with your wife supporting her. And again, I'll head over to England for the Body Power and then right back to New York where we'll see the New York Pro Championships take place. And hopefully the Santas will walk off with some championship belts there and then wind up in Chicago July the 7th. I want to say congratulations for re-signing. Pro Body Solutions is doing big things. I'm also aware that they're sponsoring the Rockstar Bikini competition taking place the same weekend as the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio. So they're doing big things, giving back. Another giving away a $500 sponsorship deal to the winners or the first runner-up, I believe it is, in the bikini division. So we're going to keep an eye out for not just Pro Body Solutions, but also yourself and your wife coming up on the pro circuit this May 11th and finishing in July 7th. Hopefully we'll wind up getting that qualification and see both of you Olympia weekend there in Las Vegas.
That is the dream.
All right, well, speaking of dreams, we're going to go to our first commercial break. But real quick, Luis, you had a nice little run over there in Oman. Any shout-outs you want to give to your people, your supporters, your sponsors, and where they can find you and all that good stuff?
Well, I got to give a shout-out, first of all, to Pro Body Solutions, my sponsor. Second of all, to the military. And I say the military in overall because I did a joint assignment and, you know, just had a great time. I cannot really point out any of the branches that to be invested better than the other one. So we all bust our asses out there. So definitely a shout out to all the troops that are still out there, and I hope they come home safe.
Now, is there a chance in 2013 that you can get called back to active duty again, or what happened?
No, there's actually a time of what they call a time of transition. Mm-hmm. So I will be here for most likely no less than two years.
Okay, now Oman's not like the hotbed. There was no real action going on over there or anything like that, right? I mean,
no, and yes.
Well, so are you? Did you really enlist with those guys? You re-signed with Pro Body Solutions. Are you re-upped, or how does that work?
Yeah, I actually just re-enlisted on the 29th of this month.
Okay,
so I'm locked in with the Air Force again. I'm going to do my 20 years. I'm gonna retire. An active duty member. I'm gonna retire from the Air Force.
How many years you got down?
Right now, 12 years of the 6th of February.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. You're a bigger man than most, but we wouldn't be able to be here and have the freedoms we do without people like yourself continuing to give back and also inspiring those in the bodybuilding industry. So, hats off to Luis Santa and congratulations on your re-signing. We're going to look for big things from you this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, one of the gentlemen of the sports, Luis Santa, coming back to do the business of bodybuilding, I like to say. We'll keep an eye out on him and his wife as we head into the Michigan Pro Championships May the 11th, and again, the Wings of Strength in July, and also we'll convene in New York and support Steve Weinberger's show out there. But we're going to take our first commercial break, and we're going to come back with somebody who is doing the business. We'll be on stage in four short weeks in Columbus, Ohio, Big Ed. Second to none after this first commercial radio break here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Oh. Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Come on! Yeah. I stole you! I stole you! Come on! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are on the official countdown to the Arnold Classic 25 in the year 2013. Sounds kind of strange considering I remember when the Arnold Classic was being formulated back in 1989, the first ever. I was coming off the 1988 Mr. Olympia, a dismal 13th place. However, there was about 26, 27 competitors, and I was able to take out guys like Robbie Robinson and Samir Banu and a few other guys there. And landing in the middle of the pack was never in my thought process doing my first Olympia. I saw myself walking in there and being a top five contender. However, I didn't account for the fact that These were grown men that were really doing professional bodybuilding. Like, they were living and surviving off of being professionals, and it was my first year out there on the scene, and I thought I could guest pose my way into shape, and all I did was guest pose my way into having the best seat in the audience by standing on stage and landing somewhere in the middle of the pack, and I got a handshake and a high five and some very good memories for my efforts, and I swore then that the next time I would show up on that Olympia stage, I would mean business, and of course, the rest was history. But that being said, I was training for the 1989 Arnold Classic when Arnold Schwarzenegger called and asked if I would be available to compete in that show. It was an invitation only, and I couldn't have been more excited or elated in my career at that time than to have Arnold personally invite me to compete in his show, knowing that the prize money was going to be $55,000. Fast forward about 5 weeks out, training with former national champion and professional bodybuilder Mike Christian, I had injured myself doing leg presses and strained a muscle at the base of my neck. A really strange injury that prevented me from doing any, you know, military presses or barbell curls or bent over rows. I really couldn't do anything. I couldn't turn right to left. I was jacked. So I informed the IFBB about 5 weeks out from the show I wasn't going to do it based on my doctor's report and all that other stuff. And, of course, showed up with my medical documentation to show that I was telling the truth. And I wound up getting suspended for a year for my efforts, for not competing in living up to competing in the show. That was my first taste of the Arnold Sports Festival weekend, watching Rich Gaspari walk off with $55,000, of course. I vowed to come back, which I did in 1990, only to win the contest, the $60,000, and fail the drug test. So I didn't have a very good start off with my introduction to the Arnold Classic, which forced me to come back in 1991 and ultimately win the $70,000 and keep the Arnold Classic trophy. And I swore then I would never compete on that stage. But the prize money was just too good. I wound up going back in 1996, where I wound up in fifth place. And I've never missed that contest, my 25th year going to attend it. And I've watched all the storylines formulate and transpire that were very interesting storylines along the way, to the Flex Wheeler car accident, coming back and getting second to Mike Francois, a hometown Ohio native, winning his first show there, to Nasser Elsambadi, and all the other great champions that have come along. And another guy that stands an opportunity to upset the apple cart, so to speak, by way of Indiana, a former national champion. Let's bring on Ed Second to None. Big Edward, are you in the house?
I'm in the house. What's going on, John?
I sound like a walking encyclopedia when I start thinking back about those years where the Arnold Classic contest was formulated, and Rich Gaspari, who's going to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award, won the first ever contest. And then watch this show grow from an attendance of maybe 3,000 people to a four-day extravaganza, upwards of 150,000 people, 18,000 athletes over a four-day period, nearly $1 million in prize money being given away. And the entire city of Columbus bringing in, I don't even know how much money that brings in for that economy, but it's got to be way up there. And here you come, a former national champion, a 40-plus-year-old bodybuilder off the Masters Championships with the perfect X frame, where your mettle is going to be tested. I mean, you are a professional bodybuilder that people are waiting to arrive. And what bigger stage can you possibly have than the one that Arnold set before you, inviting you to compete in that show? You've got to be one of the more excited bodybuilders today.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm truly excited. It's an honor to be able to compete finally in at the Arnold Classic here in the United States. I've competed several times overseas in mm-hmm. Europe, Madrid. So being able to compete here, home, because I'm like, Indiana's like, we're close. It's maybe a two and a half hour drive from my front door to the hotel.
So what do you make of, I mean, obviously we were there, the second annual Arnold Classic over there in Spain. It's kind of a starter show. It's still bigger than a lot of shows here in America, but what Arnold does in Columbus, Ohio, and you've been there representing your company, San Nutrition, correct?
That's right.
Being in attendance and now getting ready to get on stage, I mean, are you getting butterflies? I mean, how does that make you feel as an athlete?
Well, not so much butterflies, just really excited. And then the anticipation of just just getting out there doing my thing. I'm ready to get it on, you know. So it's just, I'm more excited than anything, and hyped up. So no butterflies.
Well, obviously, because being a bodybuilder, I think the excitement level actually gets diminished as you get closer to the contest, because really it's a lot of work. I mean, you're probably more exhausted than you are anything else, and the excitement probably won't come till they announce you coming on stage and you realize that you're in the game and the fight's about to start and the battle's going to go down. So at least for me, that's when I really got excited, because it's really a lot of work. It's not a lot of fun. But that being said, we've kind of gone over what it is you have to do to get ready to be better than you were. But there's still some unanswered questions. I've been of the opinion that you need to be sharper. Some of the other people I've spoken to said you need to fill out in certain areas, but there's a delicate fine line that you are either going to be one or the other. What are you going to do to bring them both? And if you did, that's what's going to really keep you in the hunt. But what are you going to do to bring them both at the same time, at the same day, at the right time?
Well, that's, like you said, that's the big thing right there. It's a fine line. You've got to walk that fine line between sharpness and bringing size as well. I plan to bring the sharpness, the conditioning, most definitely. But this time, most definitely, with the fullness I brought to the Masters, I think that I was at the Masters, I was 265, between 265 and 270, and really full and big. But some people said, oh, my conditioning was not as sharp as it was. But I still think I should have been placed better than what I got. But that shows.
With that being said, I mean, isn't that the story of every bodybuilder? I mean, my entire career, I felt I should have gotten better than I should have, with the exception of my first Olympia. And yet, it seemed to continually fuel my tank every time I lost. It just, you know, I got to go back because I felt shortchanged. I felt like I didn't get my just propers. I mean, sometimes that's the best medicine. But at some point, the rubber's got to meet the road in a place where you are going to bring everything that everyone's been criticizing you at the right time. So I've seen you come in ripped. I've seen you come in full. And it's just the combination has to match at the right time. So how do you do that? Because some people look better before a contest. I know a lot of guys look great in the gym, get on stage, and they lose it. They look great in the day before the show. I mean, Samir Banu is notoriously for saying, I look great last night in the hotel in front of the elevator. But I got on stage and I spilled over. I hold a lot of water with my adrenaline or whatever. But how do you time it? I mean, what do you specifically think it is you've got to do to nail it down? You got 4 weeks.
Well, like you said, you can go, I've heard you say this before, you can go from sugar to shit overnight.
Yeah, I like that phrase.
That's right. And I think, me personally, as long as I bring that conditioning, as long as I get myself really conditioned like I always do, and then just fill up, carb up, just the same way I did before, I'm sure I'll be fine. You know, it's a fine line, and sometimes some guys go over.
Right.
You know, so I just really have to be careful.
Is this a contest where, like you said, you're 2 hours away? Are we going to find, like, some high school buddies you went to school with in the audience? Are we going to find, like, your third-grade teacher, your next-door neighbor? I mean, is this a homecoming for you? Because this is a big friggin' deal, and it's not too far from where you live. I mean, I can't imagine that if you, as, like, the hometown guy that made good on the bodybuilding side, wouldn't just invite everybody you know to come to that weekend.
Most definitely. It's going to be like a homecoming show for me. Definitely, because a lot of family, a lot of friends are coming up to check me out. So I've never, and giving my all and giving my best. So I most definitely just want to just give all I got. You know, go out there and just put it in the wind. Just give it all I got. Simple as that.
Well, I've been one of your biggest fans and one of your harshest critics, because I try to be real with people, and sometimes people like compliments more than they like criticism. I do know, as a professional athlete, criticism is what typically makes us better as athletes. I mean, you can get a million pats on the back, but the one or two guys that tell you, you know what, you weren't hard enough, you weren't sharp enough, your posing was like garbage, you need to project more, smile, your posing trunks were the wrong color, your color was wrong. That's the stuff I remember getting ready for my next show when it comes from the right person. Who do you have out there that can keep you in check and opinions that you admire, that you respect, that makes you a better bodybuilder?
Wow. Be honest with you. Gosh, people like you, you know, your opinion to me means a lot, and it most definitely drives me. So to say I'm not on point or I need to do this, that's just putting fuel to the fire, where I push it even harder. My coach, Hani Rambod, him, and family members, people just bluntly honest. That's what I need. I don't need anybody who's just going to be like just rubbing my back. Oh, you look good. I don't need that. Mm-hmm. You know, I want the honest truth. So stuff like that drives me. Being at a show when somebody telling, well, you need to do this, more of this, you need to do more of that. That's what I want. You know.
So, well, I'm going to take a commercial break here, Ed. I'm going to come back. A lot of people want to know, you know, are you a big, heavy eater? Are you a trainer like Ronnie Coleman, just throwing around whatever weight can fit on the actual bar? Are you running through training partners? Like, I used to use training partners as sparring partners. I didn't let them come train with me. I let them work out with me, and I tried to beat them up so they wouldn't come back. And consequently, I had to train at a lot of different gyms at a lot of different times, looking for people that wanted to get into a fight, which would make me a better bodybuilder. We're going to take a commercial break here with Ed Nunn on the line. Find out how he's built that 6 foot plus 250, 60 pound body and what he plans on doing with it come Columbus, Ohio. There's $130,000 in first place with a $30,000 watch, a $10,000 most muscular award on the line, and some bodybuilders, Ed, that you have yet to beat. Some guys, some names you want to put in your rear view, and a couple of them you've already taken out, but there's one thing that has eluded you, and that is the Arnold Sports Festival title. And you have a very good opportunity coming up in 4 short weeks. We're going to find out what the blueprint is for Ed Nunn to be the next Arnold Classic champion right after this commercial break here at MD Radio.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG. Are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com, and give the bathroom a break.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Oh my God! Business as usual, man! I still here! It's going yet!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we've been chatting it up here with Ed, second to none, a former national champion, going for his first Arnold Sports Festival title, where he's going to be running into a few Mack trucks, and I'm going to rattle off a couple of names. Give me a real quick, short commentary, Ed, if you can, because these are guys you're going to have to beat now. Here's a guy who was second in the Masters Olympia. You had his number not a few weeks before that. Tony Freeman, is this a guy you can beat for a second time in less than a year?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I feel like most films, and I played a, you know, hell of a competitor, but I'm going to bring it to him.
And Johnny Jackson, I mean, he's right there in Texas, the world's strongest bodybuilder.
Yeah, you know, me and Johnny kind of went back and forth, and I didn't beat him several times, and he's beaten me as well. But I'm not really worried about it, you know.
Well, what about this guy? You worry about this guy, three-time Arnold Classic champion, Masters Mr. Olympia winner 2012, 2008 Mr. Olympia champion, multiple Grand Prix winner, the 220-ish Dexter Jackson.
You know, I'm not really.
What?
I feel like I can beat anybody. You know.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. I'm texting Dexter. As you said, you can beat anybody. Okay, we'll wait for his response. So you can take Dexter. You think you can take Dexter in 4 weeks?
I believe I can beat him. You know, if you don't need to be there.
Okay. It sounds like I'm hearing every other word. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, on a cell phone.
Okay, you're in Indiana. I'm going to forgive you, but it sounded like you feel like you can beat anyone, you said.
That's right.
Okay, on any given
mentality.
Day.
Any given day, that's right. Any given day, anything can happen.
Are you going to beat Dexter on size, or how are you going to beat Dexter?
Well, to be honest with you, I believe with conditioning and size, I think I can get him.
Okay. I'm with that. I hear you on that one. And then you're going to have to go through another bodybuilder who's big, the Canadian, Big Ben Pakulski. Have you beaten him or competed with him?
Never competed against him before. You know, I always wanted to, but this will be the first time I've ever competed against him. And let's see, there's another, Cedric.
Yeah, you guys will probably be looking eye to eye. Will this be your first showdown with him?
This will be the first showdown with him.
Oh, this is going to be fun. This will be fun. I think you, Tony Freeman, and Cedric McMillan, that's a call out I want to see.
Yeah, six footers.
all three former national champions as well. That's going to be a nice rivalry of not only size but shape too, because you're all known for your shape, but man, you're all 250-plus pound bodybuilders. I think that's going to be like the first time we're going to have a call out, hopefully, of that size in a long time, going back a while. But speaking of size, how do you get to be that big? I mean, are you a guy that's eating 6-7 meals a day? Dexter says he probably eats 3 times a day and drinks a bunch of shakes. So are you a guy that's spending a lot of time in the kitchen?
Yeah, I eat a lot. I won't lie to you. I'm eating about 6-7 times a day. But most definitely eating a lot. Every 2 hours, eating a pound of fish. So, I eat a lot.
So I'm just gonna assume that if you're eating a lot like that, you must sleep like a bear. Like, are you sleeping a lot? How many hours a day are you sleeping?
Yeah, I sleep like a bear. I get up at 5 a.m. I get up at 5 a.m. do cardio, and I'll have my first meal, and I'll go train. I'll come back, and I'll eat again, and I'll fall asleep, and get up, and eat again. And then I might go back to the gym again and come back and eat again and then do another session of cardio.
Yeah, I mean, you're living the life of a pro bodybuilder. You're sponsored by Sand Nutrition, correct?
Exactly. I'm sponsored by Sand Nutrition, who's got the best products out there, period, mm-hmm. and treat me damn good. So
yeah, I know did they send you to Brazil last year? You went to Brazil, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Brazil last year, and I'm going to Brazil this year, competing in the Arnold Classic in Brazil this year.
Nice. You're doing the Arnold in Brazil, and you're doing the Australian FitX Pro, correct?
Correct. That's
right after the Arnold Classic. But so real quick, we were talking about training, and I mentioned that I bounced around, and I was trying to find a fight at every gym I went to with an unassuming training partner. How was it for a guy your size? Because, I mean, if you walk in, you're like, hey, can I work in with you? And you're probably a little bit more intimidating than most. How does it work for you?
Well, you know, getting a lot of guys, you know, a lot of fans and a lot of people always want to ask and they train with you, but more a living thing is train with anybody because I'm a professional. This is what I do for a living.
Right.
You know, I toss weight around all day. But I don't have a training partner, you know, very rarely. When I do get somebody, they don't want to come back, you know, because I'm more of I do high reps, you know, it's going from one gym to another, and it's just hard. I kid you not, I don't have a training partner up here in Indiana. It's tough.
So when you're training, you got to visualize your competitors to raise the bar for yourself. I mean, like, you don't have the luxury of beating up on somebody.
Exactly. Most of the time, I just have somebody there to spot me and to help me with 4 reps. So I have to either find some. Out in the gym for force rest. I'm by myself.
Well, you're not a young spring chicken, dude. You're over 40. Again, you're competing against Tony Freeman, who's 40 plus, and of course Dexter's 40 plus, and Johnny Jackson's 40 plus, and Ronnie Rocco's 40 plus. I mean, this is like a Masters Olympia contest. Devin's getting up there in age. So, are you still throwing around the same kind of weight you were when you were younger?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm looking smart. You know. Kind of got into the game late, so my body's not really beat up. That's why, and that's a good thing for me. But just training smart. Instead of, you know, I hang my cape up at the door when I come in. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm there to build this frame up and do it the right way. But I do press some heavy weight, but nothing crazy. I'm there for me, no one else.
All right, man. So we know what a victory is going to look like should you go and upset the apple cart and ruin everybody's Arnold Classic competition. It'd be a very special day being that you're that close to home. But what would constitute a defeat for Ed Nunn at the Arnold? Like, what would have to happen where you leave that experience and go, damn, I blew it?
For me, gosh. Really, you know.
I mean, out of the top 6, would that be a disappointment?
Out of the top 6, yeah, that would be disappointing to me. But as long as, you know, I always feel if I've done everything possible and everything I'm supposed to do, I don't have nothing bad to look back at. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure that if I'm out of the top 6, that I would be truly upset with that.
Yeah, so,
but for, to assure, I mean, because then you're going to go on to Australia, and of course you're going to wind up at the end of April in Brazil. You've been here before. You're a veteran of the game. Haven't seen you just totally flop. As a matter of fact, you've never really flopped. You're the consummate professional. But that being said, how will 2013 be any different than 2012, being that you're more experienced, you've got maturity now? So we've got to be looking at the segue out of the game. How many more years can we see you doing it, and what do you want to accomplish before you're done?
Well, to be honest with you, I think looking at it, I think Tony's about, gosh,
46.
46. Yeah, 46, yeah. I'm 41. So I'm looking at maybe about five more years.
Okay, so you're five. In it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe about five more years, maybe, you know. Accomplished. It's just, every time I step on the stage, I want to look different, you know, but better. Make improvements. That's the biggest thing. And if it's from getting bigger, filling out more, just never bring anything sloppy, but just make improvements so the judges see, hey, he's always improving. You know, they know
right,
that they hear my name, competitors hear my name on the list, they're like, oh, he's something to deal with.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of attitude you got to have. We're going to look forward to seeing some big things from Big Ed. 4 short weeks at the 25th Annual Arnold Sports Festival, the first weekend in March where he takes the stage. You got anything else to say to your competitors? Because Dexter still hasn't replied to me telling him that you said you're going to kick his ass. Anything else to say?
The only thing I got to say is bring hell with me.
Bring what?
I'm bringing hell with me.
Oh. All right, fam. We're going to follow your progress, man. Good looking out. We'll catch up with you in Columbus, Ohio, Ed.
All right. Take care, now.
All right, man. That's Big Ed, second to none, getting ready to do the business. Afraid of nobody, he says. And he's looking for heads and taking names, especially that of the reigning, well, not the reigning, but the three-time champion, Dexter Jackson. On paper, he's got to be the man to beat. But with Ed's height and size, there's going to be some very interesting comparisons as he stands shoulder to shoulder with somebody as formidable as Cedric McMillan, who won the New York Pro Championships in May of last year. And, of course, Tony Freeman, who was second place to Dexter Jackson at the Masters Olympia. A little bit more experienced, has a little bit more maturity, but Tony's up and down. He's not a study of consistency. Of course, Ed's had a nice long holiday break. My professional opinion, and I know Ed's probably still hanging around listening, but you got to bring the color right. I know a lot of black bodybuilders think that because they're black, they don't need the tanning agents. Put some color on there. It's like putting wax on a car. Make your color shine a little bit, make your muscles pop a little bit more, brings the detail out a little bit more. Color, color, color. It's not going to hurt you. Make sure that the posing music is reflective of your physique, because Cedric McMillan and Tony Freeman are no joke in the posing department. They typically find music that complements their frame, and they hit the poses that complement their physique. This is an area that Ed struggles with, but if he gets it right, it's going to just make that much more spit and polish of a physique that's going to be a very competitive physique. Ed is one of those guys that could, should the conditions present themselves, win this contest if everything lines up perfectly for him. I'm not going to count Ed out. He's going to be in the dogfight in that top six, but could be battling for number one. A lot of things have to take place, but I've seen stranger things happen. So this is a contest that's not over until the fat lady sings and Arnold Schwarzenegger walks out with that trophy and that check. So let's stay tuned and monitor that progress. There's going to be a dogfight in Columbus, Ohio, and it's coming up first Saturday in March. We're going to take our final commercial break. I'm going to bring you back a few details and some sidebars that are going to accompany the Arnold Classic, also with some updates from muscular development right here at MD Radio after this commercial.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatec.
test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the zero limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Again! I still here! It's going again! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at HumaPro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other... All right, we are on the countdown to the Arnold Classic. We just got done talking to Ed Nunn, and I got to tell you, that's a guy that is going to make some waves in this industry if he continues on the path that he's on. Again, he beat Tony Freeman over there at the Czech Republic, and Tony got redemption at the Masters Olympia, arguably so. But That's a lot closer gap than it was that Tony was close to Dexter. Dexter seemed to get even more separation at his age. So the question is, can Dexter hold on? So while Dexter on paper is a guy that should win that contest, we don't know what the toll of getting ready for the Masters Olympia took out of him while Ed Nunn was sitting at home eating and sleeping, which he seems to be an expert at. He's got a PhD in sleepology and macology. That means he macks on a lot of food. So he may be a bigger version of what he once was, but we're also going to bear witness in March, the 2013 Lifetime Achievement Award that's going to be presented by Arnold himself to Rich Caspary and his body of work. Now, Rich Caspary is not getting it just because he won the first ever Arnold Classic. That would be just a little too shallow. Rich, prior to winning the Arnold Classic, was a three-time first runner-up to his training partner and mentor and very good friend, Lee Haney. Remember, 1986, or I should say, yeah, I think it was 86, 87, in 88, Rich Caspary was the first runner-up at the Mr. Olympia contest. In 89, I believe, he started to slip a little bit. I know in 1989, Labrador was second, and Vince Taylor was third, and Rich was fourth. And then in 1990, Rich fell again and wound up in fifth place at the first ever natural Mr. Olympia. And then he kind of started to get injured, he said, and was finding his way out. But prior to that, Rich was a multiple winner on these Grand Prix shows and all of that good stuff. But since his retirement, he's went on to present and develop the Caspary nutrition brand that sponsors many shows and several athletes, James Flex Lewis, Hidetada Yamaguchi included. He's also a sponsor of Ronda Rousey, one of the MMA champions that's fighting out here in Anaheim this month. So Caspary has really evolved into a huge conglomerate that distributes product and nutrition around the world. He's the active CEO, teaching other people about fitness and sports supplementation. So he's going to get that award. He's going to join the company of Joe Weider and Reg Park, who actually presented me with the 1990 trophy on stage. Jim Lorimer himself, the co-founder of that contest, Arnold's partner, three-time Mr. Olympia Frank Zane, Arnold's inspiration Bill Pearl, and of course Jack LaLanne was a recipient of that award, and Lee Haney, Corey Everson, Ben Weider, Franco Colombo, Sylvester Stallone, Lou Ferrigno, and most recently Robert Kennedy. So this award has become very prestigious over the past 12 years. And the people that have received it are all of the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame, with the exception of Stallone. But again, Stallone has also helped raise the visibility of bodybuilding and sport and fitness through staying in shape through all those Rambo, Rocky movies and stuff. So he helped us out as fans and athletes, shed some light on physical fitness and all that good stuff. But anyway, the tickets are still available now for the Arnold Classic weekend. You can visit Ticketmaster. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Arnold. Or you can call their 1-800 number, 745-3000. And there's a lot of things that are going on that weekend that you don't want to miss. Of course, you can follow everything here. We've got countdown videos coming up and some online promotions. There's pictures. And, of course, once Team MD lands on the ground in Columbus, Ohio, we're going to have our A-team out there. We'll be able to follow along with live play-by-play from our expert Team MD members, as well as some interviews going on. And don't forget, the ASF 25 Arnold documentary is going to be on sale and available there. It's going to be on sale. As a matter of fact, you can pre-order it by visiting www.trickent.com, trickentertainment.com. It's where you can get that. That's going to be a documentary with all the past champions talking about their journey and their time winning that competition from their perspective. I'm talking about everyone. Everyone that's ever won that show, he's going to be talking on it, on the men's side anyways. And, of course, we've got Iris Kyle and Sonia Gonzalez and Nicole Wilkins representing the women's side talking about their experience as well. Arnold and Jim Lorimer talk and discuss about the expansion of that and the globalization. So that's a huge unveiling of events that's going to be going on in that documentary. You definitely want to pick up a copy of that as soon as you can. And, again, we're going to have some other people on next week. We're going to be coming back. I believe we're looking at trying to track down Hidetada Yamaguchi, the Asian sensation. Hide is getting ready for that show. And again, he's another bodybuilder that's not heavy on the muscularity side, but brings the presentation and the complete package. So we'll see if we can track him down. But outside of that, I want to just give a big shout out and a thanks to Luis Santa, welcome back. Again, a courageous man out there defending our country. Of course, Ed Second to None going to compete in his first Arnold Classic Championship after its 25 years on the market. And, of course, everybody that tunes into MD Radio weekly, thank you for supporting us. Another big shout-out to the Baltimore Ravens, man. I mean, hell, somebody had to win that damn game, and Baltimore, once again, winds up in the winner's circle. We'll be back next week. So, everybody, want to make sure you're getting ready for your Valentine's Day and all that good stuff. For MD Radio, man, that's good. That's a wrap. No football tonight, so I'm going to go to the pizza place. Peace. Wow.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.